This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The labor market conversation since the April jobs report came out on Friday has been in no small part whether pandemic unemployment benefits have convinced people they are better off staying home and collecting checks than working and collecting maybe less generous checks. You'll not be surprised to hear that that conversation has gotten political in a big, bad hurry, and it is likely to stay that way. Three states, Arkansas, Montana, and South Carolina, are pulling out of federal unemployment programs related to the pandemic. Come the end of June, people in those three states who are out of work are going to stop getting an extra $300 a week from the federal government on top of state benefits. And gig workers and the self-employed in those states aren't going to be eligible for unemployment at all. Same for people who are long-term unemployed. So Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains what that is going to mean.
The Republican governors in all three states are saying the same thing. The federal unemployment programs are too generous, and they're preventing people from wanting to go back to work. But the U.S. economy is still down more than 8 million jobs from where it was before the pandemic.
It is inconceivable in that situation that the problem is people don't want to work.
William Spriggs is an economist at Howard University. He says cutting off federal unemployment benefits right now will hurt the state's economies.
Their recoveries are going to be slowed because we know that these extra benefits kept consumption up.
If people lose their unemployment benefits and can't find work, Rachel Deutsch at the Center for Popular Democracy says there are going to be a lot more people in desperate situations.
People having to sell assets, whether it's their home or their car, people who are not able to access the medical care they need or fill prescriptions or buy enough food.
As with so much in the pandemic, masks and vaccines, these federal unemployment benefits have become politically charged, says Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation.
It's a continuum of some ideological pandemic fatigue, you know, where they're like, okay, the state is open now. We don't need any of this additional assistance. And, you know, I want to say, honestly, some negative views of their own workforce, wanting to be lazy, wanting to live off the government, you know, rather than work.
Stettner, Spriggs, and Deutsch all expect more states to drop out of the federal unemployment programs over the next couple of weeks. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.